Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. So I'm going to speak to you today about change and resistance to change. And I think most people know that quite often when something changes in your life, there's resistance. But I specifically want to talk about change that you actually want to happen. I always find it really fascinating with coaching, because so often I find that what I'm coaching somebody through is a reflection of what's going on in my own life. And this is one particular theme that seems to have come up for both my coachees and myself. And this is this resistance to change. But not, as I said, change for, you know, someone else that's causing change to happen in your life that you haven't sort of agreed on, but change that you actually want to happen. So for myself, there's a belief pattern that I've noticed. And I've realised that it doesn't serve me to continue to believe whatever it is that I've believed since I was tiny. And I can see the detriment to continuing to believe it. And I know that the way through changing your beliefs is to first of all acknowledge that you have those beliefs and recognise them in yourself and notice that they don't serve you if you continue to believe them, and understand why you have held on to them. And also, for me, the key element to changing these belief patterns is that when you decide to let go of them and you decide to change them, is to realise the resistance that you will have to that change. And the reason for this is that your subconscious, you've programmed it for many years to believe that whatever you've currently been doing has ensured your survival. And the evidence of that is that you are alive. So when you try to change what you believe or how you act or what you do or all sorts of things, the subconscious resists that. And it resists it because it doesn't know that by changing your beliefs or your actions or whatever it is you're changing, you're going to remain safe. Because as far as it's concerned, there's no evidence to that fact. So you might suddenly, you know, keel over and die, or maybe someone will be really mean to you, or something horrible will happen if you change. This is the subconscious's thoughts. If you change whatever it is you're wanting to change. This is a bit of a weird conversation. So the way that your subconscious tries to keep you where you currently are, because it believes that that's what will ensure your safety, is it creates thoughts and feelings that make it difficult to continue with that change. So feelings of self-doubt. So we talk about self-sabotage and the imposter syndrome and things like that. And those things are the subconscious using thoughts and emotions to try and ensure that you stay doing what you've always done, trying to stop you from changing anything, from doing anything too drastically different. The problem with this is that those thoughts and feelings aren't the truth. They feel like the truth. Oh my goodness, it feels incredibly intense. And depending on the degree of change that you're trying to bring into your life, the intensity of those thoughts and feelings will escalate. So for instance, if your change is only a 20% change in your life, then you'll have a mild resistance and you most likely won't even know it. But say your change is a 60% change of your life, or, you know, impact in your life, then the escalation of those thoughts and feelings will be quite dramatic, to the point where people can be almost immobilized by fear and negative thoughts. But it really helps to understand that these aren't the truth. It really helps to know that this is the subconscious's way of trying to keep you doing what you've always done, because it believes that that will ensure your safety. Because when you see that they aren't the truth, they don't have the same power over you, the same power to influence you, and you can choose to ignore them. And there's a number of things that you can do. I'll see if I can find some of my old episodes on clearing techniques. So there's the Ho'oponopono clearing technique, which is I'm sorry, I love you, please forgive me, and thank you. Or actually, no, I think it goes, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. Then there is the access consciousness clearing technique, which I'll put a link to in the show notes below because I can't remember it off the top of my head. I say it automatically quite often in my life, but trying to actually bring it forward consciously is not working for me today. And there's many other clearing techniques that different people use. There's something that I use myself, and I've kind of, I suppose, adapted it, because when I used to go running a lot, if I had a problem or something that I was worrying about, I would kind of metaphorically throw it up into the air and kind of let it go. And then as I was running along and my mind was clear and I was open, the answer would quite often just pop into my consciousness. And so I do this when I'm feeling these negative sort of emotions and thoughts as well, is I chuck them up into the air. I kind of pass them up to sort of all that is, because I know that they aren't the truth of who I am. I know that they aren't the truth of my abilities or my sort of, you know, what I'm capable of. So they don't belong inside of me. Now, I've given you a number of different things to try, and I'm not saying that you should do one or you must do the other. Different things work for different people. So have a play around and try different things and see what works for you. But the main thing to remember, the takeaway from this episode today, is that those negative thoughts, those negative emotions, when you're trying to change something you want to change, and it could be something, I mean, we're at the beginning of the year at the moment, so quite often, I know I do a bit of exercise, and I know that always at the beginning of the year, there's a massive influx of people exercising. So even changing your sort of your exercise patterns or your dietary patterns or anything like that, you will also find that you have negative thoughts and negative emotions. They could be, oh, I'm too tired, I'll do it tomorrow, or this isn't really going to work, this is going to make me look more bulky, or whatever it is that goes on in your head. But just remember that those aren't the truth. They're your subconscious's way of trying to keep you stuck doing what you've always done. So my, I suppose, encouragement would be to ignore them, to pursue your dreams, to expand your life, and to keep creating and keep changing, because it's fun and it's the only way we grow. As usual, there's loads of stuff in the show notes below. There's a link to my free online course, The Happiness Boost, as well as links to my website and my social media, if you want to inquire about coaching, or if you are just curious about something that I've spoken about and want to get in contact and ask me some questions. By all means, drop me a note. I'd love to chat. Take care and have a fabulous week. Bye-bye.